My word is unpredictable.
Annoying.
Anxiety.
Troubling.
Heartbreaking.
Horrific.
Sad.
When my son was 6 months old, he had his first bite of banana. He first turned purple from his mouth down to his throat, and then he ultimately got hives all over his body, turned gray, and his eyes rolled back in his head. That was the worst anaphylactic reaction I've ever seen. He was an infant and required 2 shots of epinephrine, and it was an extremely close call.
Her peanut allergy was off the charts.
If I smell it, I throw up or I get hives. If I touch it, rash, possibly fainting. If I eat it, I die.
There's not one thing that I eat without hesitating and wondering if, like, that bite is going to be the thing that kills me.
It's your life or death, depending on how cautious you are.
An egg can kill a child, or a glass of milk can kill a child, and a peanut butter sandwich can kill a child. People still don't realize that.
What happened with my son, he was at a New York City daycare center. And at that New York City daycare center, one of the teachers gave him something he wasn't supposed to eat. And I got to the hospital, and the doctor looks at me, and I look at him, like, what happened? And he just put his head down. That was the worst day of my life.
You can't wait. You know, if somebody has a severe allergy and they've been exposed to their allergen, you have to handle it right away and give the child epinephrine.
My son came up to me and he said, Mommy, I think I just ate a nut. He started to have a stomach ache, and then he started to vomit. At this point, I had the nebulizer next to me, and I gave him the nebulizer, which has a buterol and a steroid in it. He rips off the nebulizer, and he says, call 911. I run down the stairs.
What happened when she was downstairs, he jumped in my arms and said, Dad, I don't want to die. And all the life came out of his body. And unfortunately, an anaphylaxis that your body shuts down. And as much as we tried to revive him, he at that point, he had passed away. We just really want to prevent what happened to Oakley from happening to another child.
5 or 6 times people have to inject me, and that's 5 or 6 times of my life that I could have died, and I'm only 11 years old.
I think it's easy to kind of think that, like, someone else is taking care of this, or that the medical community has this locked down. But I think what I've learned through my involvement with EAT is that that's not the case.
The NIH has been very far behind in providing adequate funding for food allergy. And that's why organizations like EAT are so important.
We need about 10 to 100-fold what we currently have in food allergy to really make a dent in this disease.
We're not there with the cure. We need a lot more research for that. But I think there's hope.
EAT, I think, has been making amazing improvements by funding the research and actually getting things done.
So I'm really excited about what EAT gave us initial funds for, and that they believed in our research, and that they supported junior faculty and fellows to be able to stay in this field and do research.
There is not a single doubt in my mind that kids with food allergies every single day are better off because EAT is working tirelessly to accomplish its mission.
If you have the means to help organizations like EAT, why not help save lives?
EAT hasn't just given me a community of people that I can relate to about food allergies. It's also given me a ton of resources and education about the food allergy industry. But most of all, it's really given me hope that food allergies can be cured.
We can find a cure. And on the way to that cure, we can educate a whole lot of people to save a whole lot of lives.
My one word to describe my experience with food allergies is resilient.
My word is brave.
My one word is research. Fund it, please.
You will make an impact. I guarantee it.
With proper funding, we'll find a cure for food allergies.
I refuse to accept that my children are going to have to live the rest of their lives in fear of food.
It's my boy. That's why we have to keep fighting, and for us to create change.